they have to finish shredding a book before it gets banned.
Cats love their work.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Baby K.
And this is DJ Kyle McNeil.
Of The Sweet Spot. And we are so excited to announce our brand new time slot, Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Same great soulful sounds, old and new.
Brand new day, Tuesdays at 10 p.m.
Only on WBAI 99.5 FM.
New York's Pacifica Radio.
Sweet Tuesday.
You are listening to the Pacifica Radio Archives, Voices That Change the World, National Broadcast Fund Drive, heard on all five Pacifica stations. Our flagship station, KPFA 94.1 FM Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 Berkeley, K248BR 97.5 FM Santa Cruz, KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, Texas, WBAI 99.5 FM New York City, and WPFW 89.3 FM Washington, D.C. Please call 1-800-735-0230 to pledge your support for this endangered American treasure, or go online at supportpra.org. Your donation today helps us more than ever to do our work preserving, digitizing, and caring for this historic collection since 1949. Welcome back to the Pacifica Radio Archives Gala and Fundraiser. Thank you all for tuning in. Please excuse all the regular programs that you're not hearing. They will all return tomorrow, but on this one day, all of the stations give the Pacifica Radio Archives the airwaves to help raise funds that allows us to continue our good work, because all five stations send all of their programs throughout history to the Pacifica Radio Archives, and it is our mission to care for them. And that caring includes digitizing, baking, examining the tape stock, making sure they don't squeal when we transfer, getting them up on the web and entering all the metadata. It's a painstakingly long process, but the end result is we can put together packages like Voices That Change the World, which is our one and only gift on this day, because we want to celebrate Pacifica. We don't need to offer any other enticement for you, because Pacifica's history is priceless. Every donation that you make on this day allows us to restore another program. In this hour, we are going to be focusing on protest songs, because protest songs is a giant part of the collection at the Pacifica Radio Archives. I mentioned earlier, Bob Dylan wrote The Ballad of Emmett Till and performed it live on Pacifica Radio at 20 years old on our WBAI station, and it was incredible. It was so powerful. That's protest music at the highest level. Pete Seeger, also an important component of Pacifica Radio for decades. On this day, we are going to have a few special guests. We have Ulises Vella and Raul Pacheco of Oso Motley, who are going to talk about their song, El Otro Lado. We also have in studio my sometimes co-host on my Saturday night music program, Nancy Sanchez, who is a singer and songwriter in her own right. And she wrote a protest EP during the George Floyd protests, inspired by the George Floyd protests. And I would like to welcome you to our national broadcast.
Hi, Mark Torres. It's such an honor to be here. It's a very special day. I have the Radio Archives very dear in my heart. I have been in the Radio Archives with you. I have seen how you guys turn these recordings and you digitize them. And
actually,
it's pretty intricate.
Actually, you helped do quality control on our 64 gigabyte Voices That Change the World drive on a few fun drives.
Yes, I did.
So you know the whole process. And I know that when you go through, you get to listen. You have to check the quality of some of the recordings. And I know you've stopped sometimes and said, Mark, you're going to have to get me this one. Do you remember those days? Like there was a Lady Day.
There was a
Billie Holiday.
Yes, there was a Billie Holiday recording. There was an Ella Fitzgerald interview.
From 1964.
That is just amazing to listen to. I mean, there's so many amazing voices in these recordings. And so that's why it's so special and so important to preserve these recordings.
Well, if you'd like to get to the phone and take away one of these thank you gifts, it's a $250 donation. Your $250 donation allows us to restore another program, and we've got thousands of them. And this helps us continue to do our work. In return, we give you, as a gift, one of our most prized possessions, over 1,400 programs that were hand-picked and hand-curated by myself and the Pacifica Radio Archive staff. The best of the best.
And ear-checked by myself.
That is true. It was ear-checked by Nancy Sanchez. So we know that the master is good. You were there for the first ones.
Yes, I was.
So you were quality controlling the very first drives to make sure that they were okay for
I didn't know I was quality controlling, but now I do. Yes, that's what I did.
All right. Well, you are not normally a protest song writer. This hour, we are focusing on protest songs. And your first recording was a jazz record. Your second and maybe a few other records were singer-songwriter. But during the pandemic and during the George Floyd protests, you wrote a very unique CD. Can you talk about what the conditions were like that inspired you to write the songs from your album, Say Something?
Of course. And you're right. I'm normally not a protest songwriter. I write about love. I have a song called The Hippo. I mean, I write about all sorts of things. But during the hype of the pandemic in 2020, we had so many things going on around us. On top of everything else that was happening at the border with family separation, during that week where the whole George Floyd situation went down, I was so amazed at all the people that came out. I mean, I live in East Los Angeles. All the people that came out to protest in LA and then in New York and then all over the world, all over the country and all over the world, even though we were living a world pandemic. I mean, we're still living it, but it was 2020. We were still quarantined. It was so impactful that I started just doodling on my piano and writing on my guitar. And I wrote in that same week, I wrote three very important songs to me. The first song that I wrote was called The Kids Are Still in Cages, inspired by the 2018 bill that passed where they were separating children, they were separating families at the border. During the pandemic, I realized, wait a minute. These kids are still separated. We're quarantined in our homes. The whole world has stopped. And we have no idea what's really happening at the border. So I started writing this song really inspired by my own immigration story. I was brought to the U.S. in 1989 when I was only 3.5 years old by my parents, who, like many parents, come to this country with the dream of having a better life for themselves and for their children, with the dream of having their own American dream, right? Everybody wants to have the American dream. And we were so lucky that we were able to cross safely and stay a family. And I put myself in the shoes of these children that have been separated. And I cannot even imagine all the trauma that they have endured. It's just devastating. So I wrote the song, The Kids Are Still in Cages, inspired by my own immigration story, but I did tie in the family separation that's been happening. The second song I wrote is called Hasta Que Todos Estemos a Salvo. It translates to Until We Are All Safe. Do you remember the poem?
Well, I know that Martin Niemöller, he wrote a post-war poem called First They Came For, and it was talking about how he, as a German living in Germany, could have said something as Hitler was coming to power, but he didn't. And then Hitler came to power, and it was too late. and he got thrown into prison. And when he came out, he wrote this poem to try and inspire people from sitting on their hands the next time something needed to be said.
And so Hasta Que Todos Estemos A Salvo, Until We're All Safe, was inspired by that poem that he wrote. And I'm basically saying that if one person is not safe, then none of us are safe. If there is an injustice happening in the country, in our state, or in our communities, it is our responsibility to say something, to speak up, to use our voice. That's why I wrote the last song called Say Something. So this is a 3-song EP that I wrote during that very important week in 2020. It was very beautifully produced by Beto Hale, who lives here in Los Angeles, originally from Mexico City, mixed by Sal Ojeda, who's just a wonderful mixer, also mastered by Robert Hadley. It turned out very lovely, and I'm very, very proud of this EP, and I would like to offer it during this hour because it's such an important day to keep these voices alive. And just like we were talking about how many people stand in the shoulders of Fannie Lou Hamer, I mean, I feel like I stand in the shoulders of Bob Dylan, of Woody Guthrie, of Nina Simone, and so many other protest writers. And as a songwriter, I can write about anything. And so it was just really important for me to express myself during 2020. And with everything that was happening politically, you just could not tune anything out. It was just in front of us. We were forced to face ourselves politically and socially and emotionally as human beings. So this is a reflection of that.
My guest is Nancy Sanchez. She's a singer and songwriter. And on this hour and this hour only, Nancy has kindly and generously offered her Say Something EP to everybody who donates during this hour. So for a $250 donation, not only do you get the Voices That Change the World drive that has many of the voices that Nancy and I have been talking about, but also you're going to get a signed CD by Nancy Sanchez. I have a silver Sharpie right now and a stack of Nancy Sanchez Say Something CDs. We're going to play the title track, Say Something, right now. And while you're listening, please get to the phones, 1-800-735-0230. Write this down, 1-800-735-0230. As you're listening to this song, please pledge your support to the Pacifica Radio Archives. 1-800-735-0230. $250 donation is what we're asking for. You get the Voices That Change the World, 1,400 hours of recordings, plus a signed copy of Nancy's Say Something EP. Nancy is beginning the process of signing, unwrapping, and signing CDs right now. Here we go. This is Say Something.
emotions. We can't unsee what we've just seen. We cannot turn around now, now that we've got their attention. If there's injustice in the air, there is no justice anywhere. People are calling out for change. Today they came for me, but tomorrow they'll come for you.
rats in cages waiting for a friend. What about them? What about them? The kids in cages are waiting to be saved. What about them? What about
okay, that was Nancy Sanchez with The Kids Are Still in Cages, speaking about border issues and the intolerance of the previous administration, actually the current administration and past administrations, and the current House and Senate, who have not created a path to citizenship. They have not reformed immigration in far too long, and is creating a nightmare situation. The inhumanity at the border is unacceptable. And, you know, what you just heard was Nancy Sanchez making a comment on that. Now, Nancy, when you wrote this song, you actually partnered with a humanitarian group who is doing work at the border, uniting families, and helped create a movement of artists that you worked with to showcase that artists are concerned about this, and whether or not they wrote songs of protest, they are certainly in support of that. Can you talk a little bit about that partnership?
Yeah, well, when I wrote these songs, I didn't just want to put them out and just have them be, and you know, just singles out there. I wanted them to do something special, and I wanted them to have legs. And so before putting it out, I reached out to many organizations, and the one, and I looked up a lot of organizations, and the one that really caught my eye is called Al Otro Lado. They're based in LA, San Diego, and Tijuana. They're a binational organization that provides no cost legal and humanitarian services for deportees, refugees, and separated families. And, you know, I reached out to them. It was a really kind of challenging to get a hold of them because it was, again, the middle of 2020, which, as we all remember, was insane. So luckily, I reached out to another organization here in LA who is affiliated with Al Otro Lado. They're called Rise to Reunite. And shout out to Angeline Chen, to Martel, to everybody from Rise to Reunite, including our very own singer-songwriter friend who is also part of Rise to Reunite, Maya Jupiter. I basically told them that I wanted to release these songs, but I also wanted to fundraise and maybe work with them alongside them. Again, because it was 2020, it was kind of challenging to do anything physically with them. But when I released the EP, we were lucky enough to get in contact with Al Otro Lado through Rise to Reunite, and we put a big fundraiser last December in 2020 called Artists to Reunite Families, where we had wonderful artists from the community and from Texas and from Guadalajara, Mexico. We had artists like Chicano Batman, Ozo Motley, we had Jessica Medina, we had so many other
making movies
that's
Kansas
right
City.
Lucas O from Guadalajara,
Flor de Toloache.
Oh my goodness, so many artists that Marissa Ronstadt, that were just so excited and down to work alongside us. And we were able to raise a little money to reunite and to help out Al Otro Lado, who is just doing the hard work at the border. And if you guys have the time, check them out. Check out these organizations, reach out to them, and try to see how you can collaborate. But I was really, really happy that we were able to do that. So these songs not only were healing for me personally in my life, but they were able to bear fruit with this border situation.
My guest is Nancy Sanchez. This hour we're celebrating protest songs, which is a huge part of the Pacifica Radio Archives. We're also raising funds for the Pacifica Radio Archives so we can continue to do our work restoring our historic collection going back to 1949. You know, as Nancy was saying, she's been inspired by the great protest songwriters who are in our collection, like Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and Nina Simone and Buffy St. Marie and Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and so many other songwriters. Nancy continues the tradition of protest songs in a slightly different context, because the Latinx community, oftentimes, they are ground zero right now for discrimination. And there's not a lot of voices standing up for the powerless. And let's be honest, the powerful pick on the weakest, and the least powerful standing up for people is what KPFK opens up our microphones for, so that we can bring back humanity in our thoughts, in our actions, and in our public policy. There's been inhumanity for far too long, and people have actually become numb to all of these horrors. I know a lot of people don't take action, you know, but if you don't take action, there are consequences.
And to be fair, it's mostly because we don't know how to take action. And sometimes I have felt very powerless when I read the news, hear the news, and feel like, well, I mean, what can I do? I don't have, you know, a huge platform. I don't know how to help out. So I just would say something. I just want to remind everybody that even if you have a small platform, or even on social media, or even in within your own community, it's just really important to just voice your concerns and say something, like the name of the song, when you see, hear an injustice.
Okay, here we go. Everybody who donates in this hour will get a copy of Nancy's Say Something EP, which will include the songs that we're playing today. Keep the phones ringing, 1-800-735-0230. Really slowly, it is 1-800-735-0230. For a $250 pledge, we'll give you the USB jump drive that we are offering all day long. But in this hour, and this hour only, you will also get Nancy's Say Something EP that she is going to continue signing right now. I just opened up another stack. How's your carpal tunnel syndrome?
I think I can handle it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to an Oso Motley track that deals with a similar issue. This one's called El Otro Lado. And then we're going to hear from Ulysses and Raul Pacheco, from founding members of Oso Motley.
All right, we love Oso.
Que todo se está cerrando. De mi país yo salí fugando. Sentí que mi fin se estaba acercando. Quiero mi pueblo, pero no su condición. No están destruyendo, o sea, no tengo opción. Pero te digo que yo no resigno. Seguiremos el camino, puesto y fijo. To live better, with opportunities to earn and receive cheddar. Better wages and education opportunities instead of dangerous confrontations with authorities. Most people are jobless in my homeland. They can't afford to own their own land, let alone plan. So as a grown man, I gotta take responsibility and find stability. But that kid in the killer be still. I willingly do it for family and sacrifice myself to protect them from calamity. A refugee searching for sanctuary. Illegal or illegal, I gotta go make a living for them.
doing a national broadcast on all five Pacifica stations. Los Angeles at KPFK 90.7 FM, KPFA 94.1 FM, WBAI New York City, WPFW Washington, D.C., and KPFT Houston, Texas. I want to welcome two founding members of the band Oso Motley here in studio. What's up, fellas?
What's good?
Up?
All right, we've got.
Was this the radio first radio show we ever played?
Yes,
maybe.
Absolutely. We've got Ulysses on saxophone, keyboards, and assorted accoutrement.
Yes.
Yo.
I said accoutrement,
yeah, accoutrement.
Because, you know.
You're high class.
I'm trying to be
worldly.
Know, international. and we also have. Raul Bully Pacheco,
oh, yeah.
Lead singer, guitar player.
Yeah, that's me.
Songwriter. Yeah. And we are here to celebrate the Pacifica Radio Archives, which goes back to 1949.
Amazing.
And has 65,000 recordings.
Mm-hmm. One of the most important group of material.
Collection.
I mean, it's amazing.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
When you drop the names, it really blows your mind. Yeah. When you just start like, and this person, and this person, and this person, and this person. And then we have a recording of them when they did it. It's like, damn, it is extensive.
It's beautiful.
Now, the thing is that our founder in 1949, he thought like the best way to communicate with our varying communities is to share our stories on the air. And what better way to share stories than with music, culture, theater, poetry, as well as, you know, commentary and public affairs, news and information. Mm. You know, nowadays, it's hard to tell what's true anymore. Like, you go and read a story, like, is there a fact checker over here? I don't even know what's happening.
It's gotten to the point now that it's almost like making fun of itself. Like, if you know that hashtag, I'm going to tell my kids that, you know, like, they'll have, like, a picture of something that's completely historically or just wrong, and it'll be like, I'm going to tell my kids that that's Bob Dylan. Or, like, you know, it'll be, like, a picture of whatever. And it's gotten to that point, I think, where it's just, like, you're bombarded with so much information and images and things like that that you have a lot of historical revisionism. You have a lot of just outright lies going on and things like that. So I think now more than ever, it's definitely harder to, I guess, surmise the truth to a lot of different things.
Absolutely. I saw a Super Bowl commercial that had an excerpt out of context of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. saying, and a luxury car like the Chrysler is, you know, and then it was like a Chrysler
so
commercial.
Crazy.
Right.
And we actually have the recording here in our archives where he's saying the people who value these luxury cars like Chrysler have their priorities wrong.
Right.
You know,
right.
So the Pacifica Radio Archives is a house that is single-handedly trying to battle all of this fake news and, you know, taken out of context news, because we have these speeches in their entirety unedited, so that you can hear for yourself from the lips of people like Rosa Parks.
Right.
Now, our Rosa Parks audio, the anniversary of her bus boycott action was
recent.
December 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'd have the very first interview of Rosa Parks.
Wow.
She gets out of jail.
Wow.
And we are there with our reel-to-reel. There's no phone digital recording or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring a reel-to-reel.
Yeah.
And we get the story from this housewife.
Yeah.
Our audio is in the Ford Museum on the actual bus. The Ford Museum found the serial number of the bus.
Wow.
You know, in her hometown, and grabbed it, restored it, and our audio is circulating on it for thousands of people to listen to.
Awesome.
That's the value of that historical content.
Is it D.C., right?
Ford Museum is just outside of Detroit, Michigan. It's up in Michigan, car-making town.
Mm-hmm.
But the point, and there's a famous picture of President Obama sitting in the bus by himself, kicking back in the seat she was in, listening to our audio.
Yeah.
That warms our heart.
Yeah,
That's how valuable our audio is.
Yeah,
so now you guys, you know, came to KPFK in the late 90s.
And yes,
you
did a live the 1900s.
We have paid our dues on the travel tips.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely.
That was one of the things you had to do in order to get noticed.
We paid the toll to Aslan many a time.
You had to get a little blessing from
him. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And good enough to show up here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know. I mean, back in those days, there were very few outlets for people to get the attention of there was no social media.
Right.
You know, we barely had the internet back
right,
then.
Right.
If we did, we didn't know how to use it.
Yeah.
Except to
or afford it.
Yeah. Except to maybe buy something on eBay or
yeah.
something. I think MySpace was pretty happening back
yeah,
in those
mi
days.
Oh, yeah,
MySpace. MySpace was popping.
Yeah. We don't
the
even
1900s,
know
bro.
I only had one
When's
friend.
The last time you checked your MySpace account?
Well,
is
only,
it still even around? Is
I,
it still
I have
there?
I have one friend, the owner, who was my automatic friend.
Tom. Yes.
So that's how long ago it was.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, but KPFK has been offering space not only to musicians like yourself, mm-hmm. but to the community mm-hmm. for all of their film projects. Los
yeah.
Lobos.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
sitting literally in Studio Z.
Mm-hmm.
I have a poster in my office of Los Lobos'
cool.
first live radio broadcast
awesome.
In 1979.
Nice.
On this whole floor. This studio mm. wasn't even here.
20 years before you, bro.
I know. Now I'm Los Lobos.
You're definitely one of the Theos now.
Yeah,
yeah.
The kids, man. I'm down for the kids.
Absolutely. And, you know, the next generation, you yeah. know, is popping
yeah.
these days.
It's lovely.
You know,
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful to see yeah. the next generation. And, you know, in our day, it was hard to get nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, yeah.
It was hard to get recognized by the industry.
Yeah.
Like, you guys helped blaze a trail that yeah. opened doors for a lot. The next generation.
You did that.
I blazed it, eh?
It was easy for you.
All right. Ulysses and Raul from Oso Motley here is my guest in this segment, and we're here for the Pacifica Radio Archives. If you value the rich history of the Pacifica Radio Archives, we hope you get to the phones right now. 1-800-735-0230 is the number. A $250 donation will get you a priceless collection of over 1,400 recordings, handpicked by the staff of the archives, just for this occasion. We do this once a year, all around the nation, here in Los Angeles, San Francisco Bay Area, Berkeley, Oakland, New York City, Washington, D.C., and Houston, Texas. So please get to your phones right now. Let's get a couple people from each area to call in now, 1-800-735-0230. Okay, guys, I was really digging, aside from your soundbite, the song El Otro Lado.
Yeah,
or Otro
yeah,
Lado.
Yeah, yeah.
That song brings back your old school mm-hmm. MC, Charlie
mm-hmm.
Tuna.
Yeah.
It also brings up a guy who's one of my favorite MCs, Olmeca. He's
yeah.
one of the only MCs that can rhyme about important things and not swear.
Mm.
How
you
do
go.
You do it?
I don't know.
I can't even
get through 5 minutes without swearing.
I'm ready to swear right now.
Right now, you know, and this is radio. No, that song and also Libertad and what's the other third song?
Nueva
Generación with El Dusty. They're all kind of a part of the, I guess, new batch of material that we've been trying to write and come up with. And obviously, in all those three songs, I think there's a common thread of the climate of the times, especially the attitudes and the actions towards immigrants, you know. And El Otro Lado definitely plays up to that, you know. And whether it's the Trump policies of kind of state-sanctioned child abuse, you know, separating families, or whether it's just the overall vilification of immigrants from all around the world and the xenophobia that's kind of accompanied with it. So we always are kind of like feeling the pulse of what is going on. And like you mentioned, you know, Charlie Tuna, bringing him back into the fold, and hopefully we're going to be writing some more music with Charlie. And, you know, because when it comes to him, it's just like a immediate chemistry. You know, his voice just fits with our sound so well. But he's always super busy doing his solo stuff now post Jurassic 5. But we're going to be writing more music with him and writing more music in general. We're trying, you know. And Otro Lado is one of the hot songs in that batch, you know.
It's been a regular on my recent Travel Tips for Aslan programs because it's saying many of the things we need to hear today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people who watch the news cycles, I feel like they get lulled into feeling like this is okay.
Mm.
Our border policy where kids are in cages, families are separated. Like if we would have heard that 10 years ago, happening in another country, we probably would have started a war somewhere.
I mean, just the desensitization of everything. Everything. Think about that. Like, I mean, look at school shootings. It's like it'll take a day or two, and everybody's like, whatevers.
Yeah.
I mean, that already is crazy to me. Like, and it's the extent of and the frequency of them. Yeah. And we're always just, it's like there's, and then again, you're bombarded. I'm a news junkie, so I'm watching news all day. And I know that feeling of just that kind of weird anxiety that's always kind of like, what's going to happen now? Oh my God, what's going to happen now? You know, and as much as great also to be informed, sometimes you have to like unplug a little bit too and just regain your bearings, you know, get your things together. But man, it is crazy being desensitized to these crazy tragedies and just
and cruelty, just cruelty and inhumanity.
And inhumanity, you know, and with the advent of social media too and the anonymity of social media, it's just like the vileness of just people. Like, you know, when you write something about like, oh yeah, you know, that's terrible that families are being separated, that, you know, that they don't even know where the kids are sometimes, you know, they're just missing, they're unaccounted for, or the systematic kind of like abuse in the detention camps, you know, whether it's from the staff or from other people. And it's like, you know, and then you'll get some guy on the online that'll be like, well, they deserved it. Well, what did their parents committed a crime? You know, it's like, that's the heartlessness that sometimes I think anonymity and just like social media kind of like produces. I hope that through music and through just, you know, loving each other and just understanding the human connection, seeing the humanity of it will change that, you know?
Well, Raul, when you're on the microphone and you see a sea of people or five people in front of you, whatever the case may
be. It happens.
We've done both.
what is the key to connecting some of these messages with your audience?
I think for us, you know, as musicians, I think our sincerity and just our love of playing music is super important. That's why we still do it. You know, after 25 years, it's like we show up. You know, we played some kids show the other day in Santa Monica. Like we made a kids record a few years back, and once in a while we do. It's rare, but once in a while we get gigs, and it was so fun, you know. And part of what was a trip was there was the parents coming up to us like, "I saw you 20 years ago," and da 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 da, and this is the thing I can bring my kid to. So a lot of times it's just that kind of. You know, we're definitely celebratory, I think, our music, no matter what we're talking about. And I think we're encouraging, you know, in a sense, even if it's a not spoken in a certain song, like to relieve ourselves and kind of like reconnect as people to each other, you know, to celebrate with one another. And, you know, if it's something that's deeper, where there's a point about it that we're trying to make, I think that it's a sincerity that we've always had. You know, I think we come with that belief. You know, we do this whole thing before we play Otro Lado Live and give a speech that's kind of funny, but it really is tapping into, like, let's remember that we're all here for, like, a higher purpose, you know? And it's really to make each other feel better. It's really to celebrate each other. It's really to raise each other up and not put each other down. And oftentimes, you know, we have, as humans, we have to struggle with that no matter what, you know, because there's things that we're fighting for on the daily. Sometimes it's just like food, sometimes it's your jobs. And that's the weird thing about like society. Sometimes you know, you find yourselves in competition with your friends or with people, coworkers. That's weird. And how do we take moments to remember that we can raise each other up any chance we get?
Absolutely. And I think whether it's a conscious effort or subconscious, whether you have a powerful message or not, when you engage with your audience, you are bringing communities together that may not be partying together normally.
For sure. Our shows are mixed, and I think all of us are proud of that.
You know, like when we're kids and we're in the sandbox, we're at the park, we're playing, we don't even know what color means yet. Yeah. We don't know what gender means yet, necessarily. Yeah. We're playing with each other because it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's exactly
what,
to that.
And that's exactly what adults. We want at an Ozo show. We want the sandbox.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We want people of all kinds of backgrounds, of ages, of what everything, you know, to come together. If they feel a connection to the music, whether it's on a political, social angle, great. If you feel the connection from the music, from it, just I want to have fun and party, great. But let's all play in this sandbox together for a moment. And, so, and you know, exactly that. You know, it's with us being connected through social media and just information and everything, but it almost feels like we're more disconnected than ever. Like the loneliness, depression, and I think our shows and our and the way we try to like incorporate our audience and just connect with our audience is exactly that. We want that sandbox where you can be like, hey, everybody, you know, like I feel okay here, and I feel like I can celebrate life, you know?
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Ulysses and Raul, for joining us, founding members of Oso Motley here on a day to celebrate the Pacifica Radio Archives. Thanks for taking a little bit of time out of your day to join us.
Thank you.
Actually, you know what? Raul and Ulysses are two cool dudes. Don't you think, Nancy Sanchez?
Yeah, they are amazing. I had the opportunity to not only meet them, but open up a couple of shows for them this year. When things started opening up, we did a lot of just open air festivals. And Oso Motley is one of the most energetic bands and fun bands and talented bands that ever came out of our scene. Honestly, they have really opened a lot of doors for a lot of the current bands that are happening right now.
And they're one of the bands that not only are they fun, but their message is powerful. Like, they're very conscientious guys. Like, they'll goof around, but when it comes down to it, they're down. But, you know, they were at the 2000 Democratic Convention in downtown L.A., causing havoc with Rage Against the Machine and other groups.
Wow.
So, you know, these guys are down for the cause, like whatever the situation is, because they're multicultural.
Yeah.
They're from everywhere, all aspects of life.
Yeah.
So in this hour, my name is Mark Torres, director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, joined by singer and songwriter Nancy Sanchez. We're celebrating protest songs of our collection, which started with you know, there's a lot, of course, a lot more music before Bob Dylan. We have Woody Guthrie. We have Pete Seeger that was doing it decades before him. But a young 20-year-old Bob Dylan writing about Emmett Till, the Ballad of Emmett Till. We have him, you know, as one of the great songwriters of our generation, performing at 20 years old. On WBAI. Can you imagine being 20 and just commanding?
Can I imagine being 20? Yes. But can I imagine a 20-year-old Bob Dylan performing
on Pacifica Radio?
I can only close my eyes, listen to the recordings that we have here, and imagine myself in front of him.
And as we said earlier, Nancy Sanchez has closed her eyes and listened to the programs because she helped do quality control for the first fund drives. And she was listening to every program to make sure that they were okay before we sent them out.
Can I explain what quality control for us means? I listened to, I don't know, like 100 drives just to make sure that they all played perfectly smooth and that all the levels were correct, you know, so that one recording wasn't too high and the other one wasn't too low. I had to just check on the sound and on the quality of the actual recording.
Absolutely. And so it's wonderful to have you here because this EP that you wrote is not something that you typically do, but you're a really good example of how circumstances in our country, in our communities, inspires you to do something. And and your songs inspire other people to do things as well. So you've added to the protest song collection, whether you meant to do it or you were just compelled to do it. Which one was it?
Both. But, well, thank you, Mark, for that. And thank you for giving me airtime to share my music and to just be, you know, a part of this drive for the Pacifica Radio Archives. I feel like I've been a part of the quality control process. And now just to be on this side of the microphone to share my music and to fundraise with you and to reach out with to so many people out there listening right now, it's really, really special. And I thank you so much for allowing me to share my music.
Okay, well, We need to take care of a little business here in the final minutes. We have 5 minutes to go, and we need 10 callers to reach our goal, Nancy. Can we have 10 people call from all five Pacifica listening areas? That only means 2 people from Los Angeles, 2 from Berkeley, San Francisco, Bay Area, Oakland, 2 from New York City, or from New Jersey, or Brooklyn, that could call right now, 1-800-735-0230. Washington, D.C. at WPFW. KPFT, Houston, Texas. We get 2 people calling from each of these listening areas. We make our goal. I just got a note from our phone bank. The last person said she just donated $250 and grabbed the USB and needs it ASAP. So we have these in-house, and we're going to mail it out today or tomorrow because she needs to use material for her final. Now, this
Ooh,
is
student.
Now, you as a college graduate know the value of source materials. Like, if you need to do, you know, like a jazz song, don't you want to hear from Ella Fitzgerald talking about the process of
Absolutely.
Singing
How in her valuable. Own voice? I mean, what a great idea to use this in her final. And this is such valuable material that we're offering.
They make great gifts. This is.
Yeah.
For you out there, if you know students, if you know a school, donate $250 or $500 or $1,000 and get 4 and donate them to students in your family or mm-hmm. friend circle.
Yeah.
Donate them to a school library. And this can be anywhere from a grammar school, a high school, a community college, a university. And if you do donate it, drop us an email and let us know what school that is, because we've actually placed this in hundreds of schools around the country.
Amazing.
And every time they arrive there, the administrators said, where'd this come from? Is this from you? This is amazing. We thank you. You know, and they make these materials available for students who are doing research on all sorts of issues, from women's rights issues to LGBTQ issues, Latinx studies, Black history, women's history, film history, music, I mean, every possible topic you can think of. We have the masters of all of these subjects.
Yeah, I mean, get a few and donate them to a few schools. Why not? That's such a great idea.
We're going to have to wrap up here, but please, in the final minute, if we get a flurry of calls right now, you will load up our phone bank upstairs. 1-800-735-0230 is the number. You can go to our secure online website at supportpra.org. We want to thank Nancy Sanchez for being our special guest. She's a singer-songwriter, and her EP, Say Something, is going to anybody who donates in this hour.
Woo-hoo.
And her arm is swollen from signing all of the CDs. We have a stack of them ready to go.
Mark, thank you so much. And thank you so much to everybody who's listening, who's taking the time right now to join us live all over. Thank you for allowing me to share my music with you. And thank you for taking the time to listen to it. I hope that you can donate today. I'm going to say the number in Spanish. 1-800-735-0230. Donate today.
I love it. Thank you once again. Stay tuned. We have more great programming coming up, and keep those phones ringing. 1-800-735-0230. And thank you, Raul Pacheco, Ulysses Vella, of founding members of Oso Motley, for joining us in this hour as well.
Yeah, you said you're going to play some of your new ones for me.
Yeah, I got a new one. This one's called Emmett Till. I stole a melody from Len Chandler, and he's a funny guy. He's a folk singer guy. He uses a lot of funny chords, you know, when he plays. And he said, I was getting to want me to use some of these chords, you know. He's trying to teach you new chords all the time. Well, he played me this one. He says, don't those chords sound nice? Yeah, I said, yeah, they sure do. Yeah, and so I stole it. I stole the whole thing.
That was his first mistake.
Yeah. Here.
Chicago town, walking east of the door. This boy's fit for tragedy, he should all remember well. The color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said that he had a reason, but I disremember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn, laughing sounds out on the street. Then he rolled his body down a gulf amidst a blood red rain, and they threw him in the waters wide to cease his screaming pain. The reason that they killed him now, and I'm sure it ain't States of yelling for a trial. Two brothers, they confessed that they had killed poor Emmett Till. But on the jury, there were men.
We're breaking away from our regular broadcast to help raise funds for the historic Pacifica Radio Archives, which holds the 60,000 tape history of Pacifica Radio going back to 1949. Be one of the 21 people needed to call in this hour to reach our goal and save this unrivaled audio collection. Call now and make a $250 donation, and we'll send you Pacifica's 1,200-hour collection of voices that changed the world on one USB drive. This is the greatest and most comprehensive community radio audio collection in the world. Every donation you make helps restore another audio recording of the legends from our communities who've challenged our imaginations, inspired movements, and have themselves fought tirelessly for peace, equality, and justice for all. This drive contains unique Pacifica recordings with the legends of these movements, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Bob Dylan, Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, Malcolm X, James Baldwin, Allen Ginsberg, Alan Watts, Fannie Lou Hamer, John Coltrane, Langston Hughes, Leonard Cohen, Maya Angelou, and so many others whose voices have changed the world. Your generous donation will make these recordings available to future generations. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., almost always the creative, dedicated minority has made the world better. Be part of that dedicated minority in a city of millions. Be one of the 21 who call in this hour. Call 1-800-735-0230 and make your $250 donation.